sticking, I think, a little bit with the Epstein question, that's another one. And look, I'm not saying I believe this, but I have seen a lot of people who do. They think, you know, you talked there about Trump potentially being influenced by a threat to his safety. Another theory is about Epstein. His conduct around Epstein has been bizarre, if we're being honest. I can say that. You don't have to say it. Do you think there's any credence to that?
I think if Trump was in the Epstein files, they would have used it to take him out long before he even got the nomination back in 2016. I just think that's, even if you don't like Trump, I think that's just kind of obvious. But again, this appears to be a very powerful network. And so for people who've been anywhere near it, are they intimidated by it? That's a potential.
Yeah. And sticking with that, you know, given your assessment, now you've worked at the highest levels of the United States intelligence community. You said you do think Epstein is an intelligence asset, not specifically for any one country. So given your experience within that, I would just want to be very, very clear. It would not be out of the question to have powerful networks like this, which are linked to United States intelligence, Israeli intelligence, Russian intelligence. Yes or no?
Of course. Yeah. I think most Western governments would use several layers of cutouts, and all the people who could be called to testify probably actually wouldn't know anything, and there'd be very limited files about it. It's just my professional opinion.